This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I just saw the most interesting patient. He's 10 months old, and his parents called my office because he wasn't really eating any food. He was drinking a ton of milk and water, and he was peeing more than they would expect given how much he was drinking. At first, I wasn't sure this sounded that unusual because kids go through phases. So I asked the parents why they were concerned. That's when the father told me he was worried his son was taking too much vitamin D. So I asked him how much vitamin D they were giving him, and the father said they were giving him 10 droppers a day. The parents are from a country where the sun doesn't shine much, and when their son was 7 months old, about 3 months ago, they traveled home and stayed for 2 months to visit family. And while they were there, they saw a pediatrician for his 6-month well visit, which is fine. You know, everyone gets off by a month or so. Anyway, in their home country, it's routine to check a vitamin D level at the 6-month well child visit. We don't do that in the United States. We actually just assume all kids are a little bit vitamin D deficient, and we recommend all kids get a little bit of supplemental vitamin D every day, either through their formula or if mom is breastfeeding through a vitamin D supplement. Apparently, this kid's vitamin D was low, and I don't know where the miscommunication happened exactly, but for some reason, the parents were giving 10 drops every day instead of 1 drop, which is the normal dose, for the past 3 months. And now he was having some symptoms that the parents thought might be related. So, of course, I got a vitamin D level, and it was 10 times the normal value. In fact, he did have a vitamin D overdose. I called our local endocrinologist to ask for advice, and he was not interested or helpful at all. And he just told me to call back if the kid was having seizures or something. But I was very interested in what was going on with this kid. So I called Poison Control, and they were really helpful. They told me exactly how to monitor the kid over the next few months and how often I should recheck his levels. This kid's doing great now, and his vitamin D level is normal. But one of the things that was interesting is that the family had just been in our office for his 9-month well child visit, like 2 weeks before they called me, and they didn't mention that he was taking vitamin D. We pediatricians have a lot to cover when we see your baby, and we may not ask about things like this. I mean, we ask what medications a child's taking at every single visit, but I don't think every parent thinks of vitamins as a medication. So parents don't always think to tell us if they're giving their child a supplement or a vitamin. But I do often get asked about whether I think a child needs vitamins and which vitamins I recommend. I think there's a lot of pressure from like social media and advertising that puts this question at the front of parents' minds. And the question also has to be wrapped up in some amount of parental anxiety or guilt about making sure that kids are getting good nutrition. What it often comes down to is that a parent is concerned their child isn't eating enough variety or enough foods that the parent thinks are healthy, and the parent wants to know if they should make up for this gap by giving a supplement. Well, I'm here to tell you exactly what you need to do about your picky kid and vitamins. Being choosy about foods is super common. That's not a big deal. You're doing great if your kid is eating just about anything at all. But don't take it from me. I've got one of the country's leading experts with me. She's a pediatrician and a registered dietitian and also a mom. And her name is Dr. Natalie Muth. I'm Dr. Wendy Hunter, and I'm the pediatrician next door. I'm that doctor friend you call for practical advice about your kid's health. I mix the science of medicine with the reality of parenting. Dr. Natalie Muth is the founder of the Well Nutrition Clinic based in San Diego, California. And she's the author of 5 books on nutrition, including The Picky Eater Project and Eat Your Vegetables and Other Mistakes Parents Make. I asked her, do kids need to take a multivitamin?
Great question, Wendy, because it comes up all the time, whether or not to give kids multivitamins. And most of the time, kids don't need them. So almost always, I encourage parents to continue to offer the variety of fruits and vegetables and for kids to get the nutrients that they can get from actual real foods when possible. However, there are occasions where there may be a child who has extremely picky eating or there's a concern that they really aren't getting enough of what they need. And so in some cases, a multivitamin is necessary or iron supplement. So we always check if there may be anemia, if they're having a very restrictive diet. In some cases, I'll recommend a multivitamin. Most of the time, I don't. However, it doesn't hurt for parents who are super stressed out. So a lot of parents are just very nervous that their child really isn't getting enough, that they're going to be malnourished, that, you know, it's very time-consuming part of their life where they're really stressed about their child's diet. And in that case, I often will say, multivitamin, it's good insurance. It's no problem. If you want to give it to them, you would know at least, you know, that they're getting some vitamins and minerals that they need. And that way you can feel a little bit less stress or anxiety about whether or not they have good enough nutrition.
We do test kids for anemia at their one-year-old visit because it's a good indicator about whether a child is eating a decent diet. Kids who drink too much milk and not enough variety of foods, they tend to have low hemoglobin on the test that we run in our office. And we may recommend getting more iron in the diet because it tends to be better to get your iron through food. Or sometimes we may recommend taking an iron supplement. If a kid drinks more than 24 ounces of milk a day, it can interfere with absorbing iron from food. And drinking a lot of milk makes kids not that hungry for food. What if a kid isn't drinking too much milk, but they eat like nothing but mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and french fries?
Even kids who eat the worst diets or who seem to be extremely picky, most of the time, much of the time, they're still getting enough. We very rarely will see children that have significant malnutrition or vitamin deficiencies. We do see anemia often and we check for that. So iron is something. But for the most part, if a child is growing well, if they're tracking on their growth chart, and this is something a parent can look at with a pediatrician together to see how their child's growing, where their weight is at, if they're kind of meeting their expected growth patterns and weight increase, and the parents are offering a healthy variety of foods in the context of regular structured kind of meals and snacks, almost always kids are getting enough.
Parents worry that their kids aren't getting enough nutrients in their food. If we can get to the reasons why a parent is worried, I think we can fix the problem in the child rather than needing to give a multivitamin. Why do parents worry that their child might need a multivitamin?
It's tough being a parent at all. We all know that, right? And then as far as eating goes, it's really stressful for a lot of families because parents feel like this responsibility that they need to feed their child well. And, you know, we're telling them that, like, you know, your kid should be getting 5 fruits and vegetables a day and you really want to offer these things. And they're doing that. And then the kids are like rejecting them. And then the parent feels like, it's my job. I need to make sure they eat. So they force it. And then the kid pushes back even more and starts to really hate it. And then you just actually have this psychological disaster for the parent, for the kid, and for the overall objective of the kid eating healthier. Your job as the parent is to offer the child healthy foods, to have some structure. So the parents are kind of responsible for what foods are offered, when they're offered, where they're offered. The idea being having, you know, 3 balanced meals offered a day, trying to get the kids to sit at the table without the screen, eating a family meal. But then the kid's job is to decide of what's offered, what they're going to eat and how much. And that's really stressful for parents because we want to determine that. We wanted them to eat this exact thing and we wanted to eat this exact amount. And we just need to step back and let the kids have some control over that. But we know we've offered them healthy things. And what'll happen at the end of the day is the kids actually start to eat in a more balanced way and they get what they need in a low stress, free of mealtime battles and high anxiety. That said, it can be really challenging for parents, understandably, to be okay with stepping back a little bit and giving the kids that autonomy, but it's important. Otherwise, they start to hate the foods we want them to eat, and they aren't listening to their body's cues for hunger and fullness. And at the end of the day, there's actually more likely to be a negative relationship with food and inability to listen to body's cues of hunger and fullness, which can contribute to weight concerns and various other things later on.
This is about developing self-regulation and the effect that can have on a child's relationship to food as they grow up. Parents need to let their children have the opportunity to listen to their hunger cues. Sometimes they're not going to eat enough and they're going to be hungry and will learn to eat more food when food is offered. And sometimes they're going to eat too much of a food and not feel good, and then they'll learn to stop eating when they're full. Is there a situation when a child will need more support than just the parents offering food and letting the child decide how much they eat?
In some cases, if there is very severe picky eating or there's other things going on, which is something a parent and a pediatrician can talk about and look at together, then sometimes kids do need some extra support. They may need a multivitamin or some other nutritional support. But on the whole, for the most part, it's really unnecessary for most kids, even kids who have pretty selective eating patterns.
When might a parent want to give a vitamin supplement, and which vitamins do you recommend?
There are certain situations in which a vitamin is necessary or recommended. So vitamin D supplement is something, you know, we recommend for all breastfeeding babies, at least until they're 12 months old and they've transitioned to cow's milk and having vitamin D fortified milk. We also can recommend it sometimes for kids who may not be getting enough vitamin D from their diet. Not a lot of foods contain vitamin D naturally, but dairy products tend to be fortified. So if kids are getting 2 to 3 servings, depending on their age, of dairy products that are fortified with vitamin D per day, then they may not need a supplement. But if they aren't, then they may. So in some cases, a vitamin D supplement is necessary. Omega-3s are certainly healthy and important to have. It's ideal, just like most things, to get it from the diet whenever possible. And fatty fish is a great source of it. So a lot of kids aren't necessarily eat a lot of fish, but they should. We all should. So things like tuna and salmon and things like that, which if a parent introduces it early on, kids are pretty open to trying new things when they are starting solid foods. Between like 6 months, 18 months, they're very open. So that's a golden window for parents to get kids to like things for later. So introducing fish and things that are high in omega-3 fatty acids early on can be a great way to make sure that a child is getting enough through their diet.
We get most of our nutrients through food, but our body can also make some of the nutrients we need from the ones that we eat. However, humans don't make omega-3 fatty acids. They are important for brain growth and development, so we need to eat them in our diet. These fatty acids are mostly found in fish, and you're only going to need a small portion, like the size of a business card of salmon or tuna, about twice a week in a growing child. You can also get omega-3s in soybeans, avocado, ground flaxseed, walnuts, almonds. If a parent decides they want to give a multivitamin, like Dr. Muth said before, just to ensure a child is getting everything they need, are there guidelines for choosing a multivitamin? Are they safe?
It is important to know that supplements are not closely regulated in the United States. And so you can't be 100% sure for many types of supplements that what is said to be in there is actually what's in there, because it's not tested like foods or drugs, medications would be tested. Most of the time, multivitamins are safe if you're kind of getting a brand that's pretty standard in the store and things, but it's not certain. If you start to venture off to lots of different types of supplements and herbals and things like that, you have even less certainty that they're safe. A lot of things haven't been tested. We don't really know. And they're not really closely monitored in the production manufacturing process. So things could come up that could be of concern and make them unsafe. And since they're not really necessary, almost always, if you're looking at risk-benefit, it's generally better to just not even bother with them in the first place.
The law requires pharmaceuticals to meet quality standards, but those laws don't apply to vitamins and supplements. There are third-party testing agencies that a company can submit their product to in order to be verified that the supplement contains what the label says it contains. As a parent, you should look for vitamins that say on the label that they're third-party tested. One company has a seal on the label that says USP. If you're shopping online, look for something that says the product you want to buy is tested. Many supplements and vitamins are not tested and can contain all kinds of things that you don't want your kids to take, and they may not contain as much of the vitamin you're trying to give them. So the goal is to get your child to eat a good variety of foods to get the nutrients they need. If you want to hear more about how the vitamin industry came to be so influential, go back and listen to episode 1. I talked to Dr. Muth in that episode, and I explained the history of vitamins and how vitamins work in the body. The truth is that even the pickiest kids, they don't usually need a multivitamin. But you've still got the problem that your child needs to eat more variety. Dr. Muth has lots of ideas that can help with that. That's next.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
If you're concerned that your child is a picky eater, start by making a list of all the foods they will eat. And if it's more than 40 foods, your child's doing great. Keep in mind that French fries and mashed potatoes, they do count as different foods since they're different textures. Still, I know every parent wants their child to eat well. We need some tips. How can you get a picky kid to eat more variety and get their vitamins from food?
Some of my favorite tips to help parents to get their kids to eat healthier. Because remember, the goal is we want the kids to choose this on their own. They want to feel some sense of power and like they decided. So what can parents do to help the kids decide to eat healthy foods? Well, one thing is a lot of things you need to tailor based on the child's age and where they're at. So let's start with the youngest kids. So the 6 month to year old babies are first getting introduced to solids, and almost always they like everything. So it is a great opportunity to expose them to lots of different tastes and textures, because we know if things are familiar to kids when they get in that picky phase around 18 months to 2 years of age, they'll be more likely to still eat the foods they've already had. So you want them to have had everything, have the bitter vegetables, have the fish, have the spicy food, do all that with your babies in that first year or so of eating the solid foods. As you get into the toddler stage and you're really trying to get a reluctant toddler to try new things, make it fun. Toddlers will often try stuff if it's put together in a way that they think is cool. So maybe you have some vegetables in a baggie that has stickers of a toddler's favorite characters on there. Or maybe you go to the store and you're letting the kid, your child, pick out a fruit that they don't have to eat it. They just get to pick it out. But if they choose, they're more likely to want to try it. So really engaging them when you go home and you're making food and cooking in a developmentally appropriate way and being careful about kitchen hazards and things, but involve the kids in helping to cook things. That helps make them more familiar and interesting, and they're much more likely to try things that they help to pick out or helped to cook. I also think it's really fun and gets kids pretty excited if you have like an outdoor or a windowsill, even garden, where you're growing stuff. When kids see food from their garden, they help to grow, they help to nurture and care for it. They're more likely to want to try it and eat it. And I just love when my daughter was younger and we had, you know, just an herb garden outside, she'd go out there and she'd pick the parsley and put between the parsley a piece of basil, and she'd have her like basil sandwich. And she thought it was so fun and cool to have it because she was helping to grow it. And I'm pretty certain that she would never have done that if, it was just something that was I was telling her that she needs to try. So helping to be involved in growing is really fun for kids, and they're more likely to try things. Kids that are hungry are likely to eat. So parents can be strategic here and offer kids the things that you'd like them to eat when they're the most hungry. So for example, kids getting home from school, if you have a veggie tray out with some dips or something like that, kids will be really hungry. If it's out on the counter, it's very accessible, easy to see, it's right there. They're going to be more likely to eat the vegetables at that time. Speaking of dips, kids love dips, especially younger kids. So a great way to get a toddler to try something is, you know, you have their broccoli tree that they're putting in their ranch dip and they might take a bite and think it's pretty fun. Really just leaving stuff out, making it fun, combining tastes that kids like with something maybe that's unfamiliar or they don't necessarily like the broccoli with the ranch dip, for example. Another thing that parents should be aware of is that it can take 8 or 10 tries or more for a child to like something. But the more a child tries something, the more the taste buds change and they can start to like it. What parents can do, don't force it, don't make them try, but having foods out and available, modeling the healthy eating, having regular meal times where the food's on the plate makes it more likely a child will try something. And the more times a child tries something, the more likely it is for them to eventually choose it or like it. So don't give up. Don't make them, don't force them or push it too hard, but just kind of sit back offering it. They spit it out because they didn't like it. No big deal. It's okay. But offer again later and just be patient. It's easier said than done, I know, but it's a process. So just keep it in mind. This is a process. It takes time and patience and just keep at offering the balanced foods. Parents are in charge of when the foods are offered, what it is, where it's at, and let the child decide what they're going to eat and how much.
I saw this family for their well visit, and the mother brought in a bag of vitamins that she wanted me to evaluate for her. She had several different supplements and vitamins that she was giving to her 4-year-old daughter and her 4-month-old son. And I just didn't even know where to start because this issue is so complex. We want to raise the healthiest kids possible, but it's hard to find the balance. We're teaching our kids to eat well and giving them the time to learn to like foods, but we also want to make them eat.
And I think that is rooted in parents just feel such a responsibility that their kids get healthy nutrition and their kids reject that sometimes. And it makes parents just feel so stressed. And then they read stuff online and get all this misinformation about things and feel all this pressure. And then it kind of leads them to doing things that are really unnecessary and potentially unsafe, such as buying bags of vitamins for 4-year and 4-month-olds.
Dr. Muth is the founder and director of the Well Nutrition Clinic, and they offer counseling for eating concerns. If you want more tips about what you can do to help your picky eater at home, listen to episodes 12 and 13 of this podcast when I talked to registered dietitian and picky eating expert Jennifer Anderson from Kids Eat in Color. We talked about why kids are naturally careful about what they eat and how to overcome that. But back to the original question, does your child need a multivitamin? They don't need to take supplemental vitamins with the exception of vitamin D, which they can get plenty of if they drink milk every day. And they may need iron, but we check for that at the 1-year well child visit, and we're going to tell you if you need an iron supplement. One nutrient you should pay attention to when you're encouraging your child to try new foods are the omega-3 fatty acids, because they're sometimes overlooked in our diet, and they're important for your health and your child's health. So add nuts and fish to get those essential nutrients. You're mostly wasting your money when you give a multivitamin, though it might make you feel better. However, also ask yourself what message you're sending to your child when you give them a vitamin. It's like telling them it's okay if they don't eat the healthful foods you're offering because there's a shortcut they can take. And that might not be the message you want to send. And I'll say this one last thing. Typical kid foods have pretty decent nutritional content, and a lot of foods are fortified with vitamins. So your child is most likely doing fine. For more from the Pediatrician Next Door, find me on the web at pediatriciannextdoorpodcast.com. If you've got a question about the weird things kids do, send an email to hello@pediatriciannextdoorpodcast.com for a chance to hear your voice on the show. I'm Dr. Wendy Hunter, and I'm the Pediatrician Next Door. This show is produced by Red Rock Music. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever it is you're listening. I'll be back next time with more.